Blog Talk Radio.
Have you ever dreamed of one day owning your own business, but just don't know where to begin? Then you've tuned into the right show. On All Things Franchising, you will hear from top national franchisers, successful franchisees, attorneys, CPAs, and others who support this fast-growing business model. So grab a cup of coffee and pen and notepad, because you will want to capture the invaluable information you hear on today's show. And now, here is your host, Linda Ballesteros.
Hey folks, welcome to All Things Franchising. This is Linda Ballesteros. I'm your host today. So I need to give you a heads up. Today is not going to be the typical show. I'm gonna throw aside, a curveball. So today we're going to be talking about publishing a book and how entrepreneurs, small business owners could benefit from that. I recently read an article in entrepreneur.com. It goes like this. What does every business want more of? Attention. Whether you need to sell more products and services, or you want to attract highly qualified employees, participating in a book is great because it's a multi-purpose marketing tool. Being an author immediately sets you apart from your competition because you'll be seen as an expert in your field. It says you are willing to go the extra mile. So today, my guest is Kira Schaefer. Kira is the founder of the independent publishing company As You Wish Publishing. And I'll tell you what, I have participated in, I want to say maybe five, possibly six collaboration books. And the last three that I participated in were done through As You Wish Publishing. And I worked with Kira and her husband, Todd. And I have to tell you that it was probably the easiest process that I had ever gone through. And to be honest with you, it was also the most successful because they have the formula. Now, what does that mean? They have the formula and they know how to help to boost the ratings in this. They can help it become a bestseller in multiple categories, which is what happened to the three books that I was a part of. So I'd like for you to welcome Kira Schaefer to the show. Kira, welcome.
Hey, it's so good to be here, Linda. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. I tell you what, Kira, I am so excited for you to be on the show because so many entrepreneurs and small business owners, they really think that books are those things that maybe speakers or coaches may write, but they don't think about themselves writing it, whether they're a plumber, whether they have a lawn service. So let's talk a little bit about how a business owner could benefit from telling their story in a collaboration book.
Yeah, and it's just like you were saying from the magazine article, it's a great way to gain attention and attract new clientele to you, maybe some folks that you wouldn't normally reach. You are a standout. You are somebody that is owning your product, your service, and saying, mine is valuable, mine is important, and how did I get here? Because I think offering that as a resource for people who might be looking to do something like franchise or who are looking to change their own stars in a way and you know, reach out and be bold. And you are saying, hey, I did it. You can do it too. And this is how I did it. And this is why what we offer is so valuable. You know, to those people as you're speaking to them in the articles or in the book.
And I think another thing is people do like to do business with real people. So when you tell your story, it makes you real, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And, you know, I mean, I can identify, you know, I can identify with people who have started out. And, you know, I've started out, obviously we have our own kind of family business here with me and Todd. And we started out a few years ago with the intention of just doing a memorial book for a friend. When she passed, you know, I really felt committed to sharing stories about love and happiness and kindness and moving through grief and that kind of thing. And I didn't want to do it by myself because I didn't really feel like I had that much to say. But I knew that there was a lot of people out there who did and who were friends with our friend who passed. So, you know, when you work on a book together with a group of people, you support one another, and it doesn't have to be a lot. You know, it's not like you're, you know, going to their house and feeding them dinner every night. You're just, word of encouragement. So doing that collaboration together can be really powerful as well. So, there's just an amazing amount of benefits to it, financial, emotional, business-wise, and getting your word out. It's just fantastic.
So let's talk a little bit more about the benefit of participating in one, a collaboration book. So if an entrepreneur or small business owner or franchise owner decides that they want to participate in a collaboration book, what could they expect? How could they possibly use that book to get additional exposure to market themselves?
Well, there's a number of ways. One thing is that we would find appropriate categories for the book to be put in on Amazon. Any independent publisher should be doing this for you when you're launching with them, for sure, to make sure that it's getting put in front of the correct eyes and that it's not just buried down deep into the, 2 million books on Amazon, but that it's in front of people. And so, that's one thing. So all of a sudden you're kind of going from, I don't have any exposure to, well, let's see, what is Amazon's exposure rate right now?
Right, right.
Quite a bit,
right.
And getting out there. So that's one part of it, but also, too, when we think about, how we utilize and use our marketing dollar, how far can we stretch it? Because I know that a print ad from the other businesses I've had in my life, could be $1,000 for a tiny little corner in a local magazine for 1 month. And that was back several years ago, so I can't imagine how it's blown up since
then. And I can't even tell you, Kira, the last time I picked up a magazine.
Right, right.
People don't look at those anymore.
Absolutely, but we do look at books because, like you said before, it does catapult that individual to expert status. And that is so vital to be competitive. But if you have an ad that just anyone can run in the sixth page of the local magazine,
right?
I don't know. Yeah, you're getting in front of 60,000 people, but did it just end up in the trash can? Because I'm going to be perfectly honest with you, it goes in my recycle bin. So, even though you have the best offer and the best thing and all this kind of stuff, because you're not really showing me who you are. And I think that's what this does is for your marketing, being able to show people who you are and why what you do and serve and your product, why they matter, is transformative for your business. I truly believe that.
You know, Kira, I had heard someone that was putting together an event that they only bring speakers in if they are authors, which is interesting. It used to be if you were a good speaker, you were a good speaker, but that's not necessarily true anymore, is it?
No. And a lot of it is comes to, social media presence and all those things have changed as well. When you add, I'm an author, and I have a good friend who has a production company, and she was like, yeah, if you're an author, you're going to take first place next to someone who isn't. And she said, it doesn't matter if it's a collaboration book or if it's your own solo book. It doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. So that's a great way, because then you also get in front of more people and more audiences. You get your foot in the door in a lot more places. Not only that, but it might open up other opportunities as well, especially with charitable organizations. And if you utilize your book as a way of giving back, that can also help you get you free publicity at times, because people want to support people who are supporting others.
I like that. I like that. So what does that process just generally look like for someone who maybe has never written before and they've decided, well, I think I'm going to try this collaboration book? What does that look like?
Well, I think if they're working with, really you need a team leader, and that team leader is going to organize everyone together and help give them a space. I generally recommend people do a Facebook group and that kind of thing to just make sure everybody's on the same page and communicated with properly. Otherwise, you can do emails and things like that. So first you need your team leader. And then that person really makes all of the final decisions, because we do not want a camel. We do not want a book by committee, right? We want somebody that has the heart and soul and mind of the entire group to give a really good quality product that is not going to take forever and ever to produce, right? Because we want to get it out there. We want the results. We want to bring in a residual income stream. We want to make sure that people are seeing the book and that it is marketable and people are starting to connect back to your business. So so that's the first part, is having a strong team lead. And then as far as the writing piece, no, you don't have to be an expert English lit, you know, professor to write a simple 2,000, a 2,500 word article or chapter. It's just be real, be authentic, you know, and just, you know, be in integrity and tell your story and then bring people back to your product or service. Now, I say that with a caveat: do not be salesy in your article. That will not work. That will turn people off. Instead, show them why it works. Show them how it works. Use some examples. Don't just tell them, oh, this person's life has changed because they use XYZ products. Say, in what ways? You know, what made your particular product so amazing? And why was it so transformative in your life? Maybe it was something about it that made you want to sell it. So those are some ideas. And then also, your authentic story is just going to help people see themselves in you.
Right. That is so true. So as you've put these lot of collaboration books together, have you ever worked with someone that has never written before?
Oh, yes. And it's so interesting that you say that, because one of our success stories is a wonderful, wonderful person. Her name is Tara. And she is, when she first came to me, she was like, okay, I want to be in the collab book. So she registered and we had her all set up. And then we get down to the wire and I said, honey, where's your article? And she goes, and you know me, I'm Southern, so I say honey and baby and darling. It's like, darling, where's your article? And she goes, I don't know if it's right. I don't know if it's good enough. I don't know. This is this. And I said, just let me read it. So I read it. It was amazing. And I said, we have to have this in this book, you know, so cut it out. You know, knock that off. You better stop it. And so she said, oh, my gosh, really? So anyway, long story short, she gets in the book, and now she's doing her own collab book where she's a team leader. She's got 50 people in, like, 2 weeks already doing, you know, submitting articles and doing that whole thing. And she's helping to build other people's confidence around this. So it's such a beautiful trickle-down effect that happens. And so she's building community. That's the other thing. When it comes to marketing, if you can build community, you know, they mm-hmm. say connection is currency, and that is 100% correct.
Yep.
When you
yep.
connect with people, it's going to make a massive, massive difference. And so she is tapping into that fundamental principle in the most authentic and real way you possibly can.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. And, you know, when you're talking about a collaboration book with business owners, every time chapter one hands out the book, then they're advertising mm-hmm. chapter 14.
Yes.
So,
yes.
So now you've got a huge marketing team out there that's marketing your book and your product
yes.
as well. Isn't that right?
And I'll give you an example of that really quickly. Mindy Quisenberry, she was in Life Coach with you,
mm-hmm.
And she was also doing a segment on a news show. And so she actually had three other authors from the book join her on an author's corner segment at the news station to
wow.
help promote the book. So now she didn't just rise up with herself. She brought three other authors with her and gave them exposure because now they can say, hey, I'm on news 6,
mm-hmm.
XYZ, and such and such. And it just helps build that credibility exponentially, and you're in front of that audience. So, you know, and she's a great success story because she's in the collab book. She ordered like 150 wholesale copies. She sold all of them. And so
wow.
she was probably making around $1,200 just from book sales. And, she did a $200 investment, $200 or $300 investment in the book. And that was absolutely perfect because, like you said, now everyone in that book has exposure to those 150 people that she sold that to.
Right.
It doesn't seem like much, but it is really huge when you're, you know, one of 22 people in the book. And not only that, but when people do the downloads of the book, I mean, we've had
mm-hmm.
thousands of downloads. We sold thousands and thousands of books.
Right.
And it's just absolutely phenomenal coverage because all of those people probably need a CPA. They probably
mm-hmm.
need a lawyer. They probably
sure.
need a plumber. You know,
sure.
and so
sure.
It's so important. Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, another thing to think about is that if somebody is in Florida and they decide to be in the book, they don't really know anybody much outside of Florida. They might have a relative scattered here or there. But you've got someone that's marketing the book in California, and you've got someone
yeah.
in Wyoming, and you've got someone in Alabama. So now they have exposure, not just the people that they know, their small circle of friends, but now they have exposure all over the U.S. and possibly internationally, right?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Well, and the books all go international because they're on every Amazon dot. every
mm-hmm.
Amazon dot.
mm-hmm.
So
right.
we also share universal links. You know, a lot of people from the U.K., you know, from Canada, obviously, some in Mexico, you know, and France, Germany, just about all over the world, Japan, can be looking at your book, even if it is a download or that kind of thing. But still, there's still print options in all of those areas as well. So,
right.
yeah, there's no end. But, I mean, you've got to work it. You know, I mean, Mindy went
right.
out there and she did a book signing. She talked to her gym. She was a coach and trainer. They set up a book signing for her, and, you know, I mean, she went out there, she sold them, you know. But if you
right.
just kind of sit at home and you're like, you know,
yikes.
Well, I did this thing, and you don't own it, then, well, you know, then I can't guarantee you anything in that regard.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right, right. It's like
yeah.
anything else, Kira. You
yes.
still have to put some effort into it. You know, there are a lot
yes.
of people that are going to participate in it, and they're doing their part. And it's really your obligation to do the same in return.
Yeah.
It's out of respect for the other co-authors that you do the same.
Yeah, and it's a great ROI builder. You know, it's a good return on investment for sure, and it's also a great residual income stream. So it could be something that kind of, you know, you get 10, 20, you know, 50 books, and you kind of sell them here and there, and it's like, hey, you know, I need a, I want to get dinner tonight. I'm going to sell five books. You know?
Yeah, there you go.
You know,
there
whatever.
You go.
And just have fun with it. And if you happen to have a storefront, having them available for sale can be really fantastic, you know.
Right.
And you're just, it's just such a beautiful experience. And then not only that, but like you said, you're getting in front of everyone else's audience as well. And creating a support team of authorship can be pretty phenomenal.
Yeah, absolutely. Kira, we're coming down to the wire here. Is there anything that we haven't covered that you'd like to share with our listeners?
I think mainly, you know, if it's, I feel like results are really important, especially for franchise owners, to be able to say, okay, am I getting out what I'm investing in? And I'm going to tell you what, when it comes down to it, yes, you are going to get a return on investment like you would not believe, even if it's just getting super clear in your message and understanding who it is you want to serve and also having a little bit of a connection, community builder, and marketing and networking opportunity, much more so than you would ever get for that $1,000 ad that you have to run every single month indefinitely.
Oh, so, most certainly.
That's really the last thing I want to say. And on top of that would be finally, if you're not a writer, don't worry about it. That's why we have editors. Thank God for editors.
Thank God for editors. That's right. They are angels to the publishers, I'm sure.
Girl, you are telling me.
Well, if somebody's listening and they think, you know, I think I have a bigger story than the collaboration book, how would they get in touch with you to find out more about publishing their own book?
Well, I would absolutely love it. I would love to have a patient. Anybody that's listening to your program, I am certain I will love them. So it's asyouwishpublishing.com. Again, asyouwishpublishing.com. And it's really what it says. It's as you wish. Let's get this thing done. Let's have a fun time and let's create together.
Love it. Kira, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day to share a little bit with us about how small business owners and entrepreneurs can benefit from being in a book. Thanks, Kira.
Thank you.
So, folks, I always leave you with a quote, and today is not going to be any different, so I am going to leave you with this quote. If there's a book that you want to read, but it hasn't been written yet, then you must write it. That's a quote by Toni Morrison. That's exactly what I'm doing because I actually looked for books that had different stories in it from different industries, and I couldn't find it. So I know when I look for something and can't find it, that means others are looking for it as well. So I think a collaboration book with the franchise theme would be a huge hit, not just for each of us individually, but those people looking for that. Folks, thanks for joining me on All Things Franchising, and I hope look forward to seeing you next time.
Another great episode of All Things Franchising is now in the books. You can listen to past shows by following All Things Franchising on Facebook and Twitter. Thank you for joining us today. And be sure not to miss us next time when we bring you a brand new episode of All Things Franchising.